Yesterday marked the L.A. Marathon. It also marked a celebration for a city still recovering from wildfires. Elise Hugh has the story of one fire victim who used marathon training to heal.
They say that tackling the marathon distance of 26.2 miles is a mental test more than anything else.
Oh yeah, one more step, just one more step. And afterwards, just another step. So that's my motivation.
But training matters too. 15-year-old Abel Rivera has trained with his running club from Pasadena's Blair High School for 9 months. He expected the run, starting from L.A.'s Dodger Stadium and winding through downtown, past City Hall, Hollywood landmarks, and down Beverly Hills' Rodeo Drive, to be painful.
I think the first 10 miles, I'll probably be all right, and then from mile like 11 to 12, I'll be struggling. No, I'll say 20 to 24, I'll probably be hurting a lot.
But running is the kind of pain he chooses. On January 7th, when the deadly Eaton fire tore through his Altadena neighborhood and burned down his home, that kind of pain is something he never chose.
I lost the house and, like, not really the way I wanted to. I didn't want to leave it behind that way.
He lost other things, too, including the medal he earned last year, the first time he ran the L.A. Marathon. Many of Abel's classmates also lost their homes in the fires. Eric Glenn coaches the running team and said they had to pause training in January.
The smoke was just too much. You can't run in the smoke.
But they got back on track and 19 students entered the race.
I don't know, like it just feels like we're doing it for our city, you know?
Abel started his marathon run just past 7 in the morning and ran side by side with his mother for the first half. By 1:30 in the afternoon, after about 6 hours of running, Abel Rivera,
welcome to your finish line,
crossed the finish line to earn his second L.A. Marathon finisher medal.
It feels like a milestone, and running the marathon is nostalgic. It reminds me of times before I had the fire.
His mom, Lupe Melchor, finished about 50 minutes later.
We did finish together, but we didn't.
Glenn waited for all his students at the race's end.
And they just did a hard thing while going through a hard thing, you know, and it's really a testament to their resilience, and it's super inspirational.
Cleanup and rebuilding is only getting started in Los Angeles. Abel and his mother are still without a permanent home, but they aren't without hope.
I feel really good about myself, that no matter what, I always push through.
A reminder of resilience and the capacity to keep going, even when it really hurts. For NPR News, I'm Elise Hugh in Los Angeles.